Marvin Weisbord, a consultant, proposed a framework with six boxes that describe the efficient functioning of a company. An analysis of a company's performance in each of the boxes shows where improvements are needed. Surrounding the company is an environment made up of customers, regulations, neighbours, etc. And it is within this environment that the six boxes have to operate. Each of the six boxes plays a role in the performance of a company. The boxes have things feeding into them, such as resources and money, and feeding out of them, such as products and services. Within the boxes are likely to be formal ways of doing things, and these may contrast with the day-to-day informal ways of practically making things happen. It's necessary to look at each box in turn and determine how efficiently it is working. Box number one. The purpose of this is strategy. The starting point of the assessment is an examination of the vision and the mission for the company. A company may have a purpose or a goal, and it could be expressed as a vision or a mission statement. However, staff may not fully understand and support the organisation's purpose. Weisbord would see this as a disconnect that needs attention. Next is box two. This is structure. Here, Weisbord looks at how the company is organised. Nearly every company has an organogram which lays out the formal hierarchy of who does what and who answers to whom. And yet most companies have informal networks with members of staff knowing who they should speak to in order to get things done. Again, the framework looks for disconnects that need fixing. Now box number three, relationships. Companies are made up of people who have relationships with their colleagues, customers and suppliers. Relationships with colleagues include those in the same department and with those in other departments. There are also relationships between people, customers, and the technologies and the systems that they use. And these relationships are vital to a company's success. There can be conflict in these relationships, which must be sorted out if a company is to work efficiently. Box number four is rewards. People need to be motivated by appropriate rewards, not just in money, but in the recognition they receive for the job that they do. A workforce receives remuneration, and this is the formal part of the system. However, they may not feel and act as if they are rewarded adequately. Weisbord makes the point that it's necessary to convert the reward theory into organisational practice. By this, he means having the right salary and benefits that motivate people and which is considered fair. Box number five is leadership. This is another vital component of every company. Leadership styles can be defined in theory. Some are autocratic, others democratic. Some are task-orientated, others are relationship-orientated. A leader must understand the organisation and its requirements and adjust leadership qualities to suit. A key task of leadership is to scan the six boxes to see where there are misfits between the formal and the informal ways of doing things. The leader's job is to sort this out. And then box number six. These are helpful mechanisms. These are the lubrication that helps an organisation operate efficiently. They include all the policies, procedures, meetings and systems used within the company. They also include all the technologies such as the software programmes that knit the company together. Other helpful mechanisms are the processes of planning, budgeting, controlling and measuring what goes on within the company. In analysing the efficiency of the company, it's necessary to see if it has formal mechanisms that are helpful and that work. Weisbord came to the six-box model after years of consulting, in which he tried to work out the relationship between various bits of data he observed. He built up cognitive maps of organisations and their component parts. This resulted in the six boxes to which he attached labels. The boxes did not sit in proud isolation, but relate to each other. Therefore, a blip in one box would have an effect on other boxes. The key to managing the company is to take each box and determine how efficiently it is working. So here are some things to think about. Does your organisation feel like it needs a health check? Are there particular areas of your organisation that can readily be identified as needing attention? How are the failings or weaknesses in one part of your organisation impacting on other parts? Who should carry out the analysis of your organisation? Should it be external people brought in to do the job? Would the Viceboard 6-box framework be appropriate for the analysis?